Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. How to be a Chief Sustainability Officer Leading the Transition to a Sustainable Organization is a practical business book focused on the realities of the CSO role inside Modern. Written by Jennifer Geary, it examines how sustainability leadership fits into executive decision-making, why the position is often misunderstood, and what it takes to move from broad ambition to operational change. Rather than treating sustainability as a standalone communication exercise, the book frames it as a leadership function that depends on culture, strategy, and execution. That makes it especially relevant for leaders who need to build credible sustainability programs in organizations facing regulatory pressure, stakeholder scrutiny, and internal resistance. The book is positioned as a guide for corporate professionals, especially those in C-suite, risk, compliance, and emerging leadership roles, who want a realistic view of how sustainability work is structured and delivered within a business. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the CSO role is defined by culture, strategy, and execution. A central contribution of the book is its insistence that sustainability leadership cannot succeed without three connected foundations: culture, strategy, and execution. This matters because the CSO role is often described in vague or aspirational terms, leaving leaders unclear about where their responsibilities begin and end. Geary argues, in effect, that sustainability becomes credible only when it is embedded in organizational behavior, aligned with business priorities, and translated into action that can be monitored. Culture shapes whether sustainability is treated as a real management issue or a side project. Strategy determines whether the organization is making coherent choices about priorities, trade-offs, and long-term direction. Execution ensures those choices survive contact with budgets, systems, and day-to-day operations. The value of this framework is that it turns an ambiguous executive title into a practical operating model. It also makes clear that CSOs must work across departments rather than rely on persuasion alone, because sustainable change depends on how the organization actually functions. Secondly, sustainability leadership now sits inside a more difficult political and regulatory environment. The book reflects the fact that CSO work has become more complicated, not less, as sustainability has moved into the center of corporate attention. It acknowledges pressure from multiple directions, backlash against ESG in some markets, rising regulatory demands in others, and growing expectations from investors, employees, and customers. This combination creates a leadership environment in which a CSO must navigate both external scrutiny and internal fatigue. The book is useful because it does not assume that sustainability is a universally accepted agenda item. Instead, it treats the role as one that must be justified continually through evidence, alignment, and practical priorities. That is an important distinction for readers coming from compliance, risk, or finance, where legitimacy often depends on clear accountability. The implication is that sustainability leaders need fluency in governance, regulation, and business language, not only environmental concepts. In this sense, the book positions the CSO as a translator between long-term societal goals and the short-term pressures that shape corporate decision-making. Thirdly, the book emphasizes cross-functional ownership rather than isolated sustainability teams. Another important theme is the shift from sustainability as a specialist function to sustainability as a shared organizational responsibility. Geary notes that the work is increasingly owned not only by dedicated sustainability teams, but also by colleagues in operations, finance, procurement, and commercial functions. This matters because many organizations still expect the CSO to deliver transformation alone, which is unrealistic when emissions, sourcing, reporting, and product design are distributed across the business. The book's perspective is practical if sustainability is embedded in how the organization buys, builds, sells, and reports. Then the CSO must influence systems and processes beyond their immediate team. That requires collaboration, governance, and a clear division of responsibilities. The book therefore moves away from a model in which sustainability is a communications layer added on top of existing business processes. Instead, it presents sustainability as something that must be integrated into core workflows. Readers benefit from this because it shows why progress depends on organizational design, not just personal commitment or executive messaging. Fourthly, human skills, communication, and agility are treated as core leadership capabilities. The book places unusual emphasis on the human side of sustainability leadership. It suggests that being effective in the CSO role requires more than technical knowledge of ESG frameworks or reporting standards. Leaders must be able to communicate clearly, build trust across functions, and respond quickly to shifting conditions. This is especially relevant in environments where sustainability efforts can be slowed by skepticism, competing priorities, or burnout. By highlighting agility and rapid response, the book recognizes that sustainability leaders often operate in a highly dynamic context where regulations, stakeholder expectations, and internal resource constraints can change quickly. The practical point is that a CSO must manage relationships as well as systems. They need enough emotional intelligence to bring others with them, but also enough discipline to keep momentum when the work becomes politically or operationally difficult. This broadens the definition of competence for the role and distinguishes the book from more purely technical sustainability guides. It treats leadership as a set of capabilities that are interpersonal, strategic, and operational at the same time. Lastly, the book is designed as a working guide for practitioners, not a theoretical manifesto. A defining feature of the book is its usefulness as a practical handbook for people who need to operate inside real organizations. The audience includes current and aspiring CSOs, executives, risk professionals, and others who want to understand how sustainability leadership works in practice. Its value lies in the combination of conceptual framing and organizational realism. Rather than presenting sustainability as an abstract moral project, it shows how the role functions within the constraints of corporate governance, leadership structures, and performance expectations. That makes it especially relevant for readers who need to build or improve sustainability functions, not just discuss them. The book also stands out because it speaks to the career dimension of the CSO role, what skills are required, what challenges are common, and why many organizations still struggle to define the position properly. In that respect, it serves both as an orientation guide and as a management tool. Readers likely to benefit most are those responsible for strategy, risk, compliance, or transformation, since the book helps connect sustainability with the operational language of business leadership. In conclusion, this book should be read by senior executives, sustainability professionals, risk and compliance leaders, and emerging managers who want a realistic account of what the Chief Sustainability Officer role involves. It is especially useful for people tasked with building sustainability capability inside organizations that are still defining their approach. The practical benefit is that it gives readers a structured way to think about sustainability as an executive function shaped by culture, strategy, and execution, rather than as a loose collection of green initiatives. It also helps leaders understand how to work across departments and why communication, agility, and governance matter so much in this role. What distinguishes it from many other sustainability books is its focus on the mechanics of leadership inside a business, not just the ideals of sustainability itself. It does not assume a stable or universally supportive environment. Instead, it addresses regulatory pressure, organizational ambiguity, and the need for cross-functional ownership. That makes it a grounded and relevant guide for readers who need to turn sustainability into practical organizational change. If you would like to support Jennifer Geary, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.